Hi there. You're listening to What's in the Hat on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia.
All right. Hi. Welcome, everybody, to What's in the Hat. And I am super excited to introduce a special guest today, as well as one of our fellow favorites, Derek, of course.
Hi. How's it going?
So I wanted to give a brief introduction on our special guest, Tanya. Thank you for coming, Tanya.
Hello. Thanks.
And Tanya is the new peer spirituality explorer at Curico. Most of our viewers and listeners are familiar with Curico. However, for those who are new, Curico is a free community platform that creates and connects people to meaningful experiences, creating space for experimentation and learning. It's a community and culture which aims to foster conditions for people with and without disabilities to belong to and flourish. And we kind of have a question that's going to relate to our big theme of the day, which is, did you know that research shows that spirituality is important to human flourishing? Did you?
Yes. I've heard many of spirituality stuff.
Okay, awesome. So I think we're going to have a very fruitful conversation today. I will let Tanya take the stage and introduce a little bit more about her own work and herself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya, actually.
That's okay. Yeah. I feel like that's my American accent versus Canadian.
You know, all my American friends call me Tanya, so I'll answer to that, too. Yeah. I'm Tanya, and I am the peer spirituality explorer at Curico. And what that means is that they have been thinking a lot about the connection between spirituality and our lives, broadly speaking. The term spirituality is actually different for everyone, and I'm using a very broad term when using the language around that, which is what it means to be connected to ourselves, others, nature, and the transcendent or sacred or, you know, fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. My role is to foster connections between myself and other curious folks who might, you know, be interested in spirituality by way of I've got a group in person, place it, or you're gonna have to edit this bit.
That's okay.
At the studio at Curico on Tuesdays, I host an in-person connection point where we try different things. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Curico, but Curico loves trying different ways of connecting, and so. Most recently, I'll give an example. We've been conversing a lot about connection to others and how that connects to our own spirit, like our inner lives and our sense of self and our own ways of flourishing. And we had a floral arrangement experience where I went to a farm and I connected with someone in the community and they partially donated a bunch of flowers. Ooh. I am not a florist, but I love flowers. Mm-hmm. And just being in nature and being surrounded by beauty just ultimately helps me connect more to myself. It helps me connect to others. It helps me connect to the planet. Yeah. And so that's a little bit of what I do. Yeah. I'm also connected to a research team out of Toronto. Mm-hmm. And they've been interested in this conversation for a while. They're called the Center for Civic and Religious Literacy. And I work with two researchers. And their big questions are, how do folks with disabilities think, behave, wonder, act on their spirituality?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I like that you brought up flowers because I feel like flowers, at least in my life, have been coming up a lot holding a lot of meaning. Like I just got a California poppy tattoo from my friend who's from Mexico City. And it was cool because a bunch of my other friends have different variations of this flower tattoo. Mm. So it's interesting that for each person it holds kind of a different meaning, but it's still special in its own way. So
yeah.
I don't know. That's just come up for me recently. So I thought that was cool.
Well, tattoos can be very spiritual for people as well.
Definitely. Derek, do you have any tattoos?
I have no tattoos on me, unfortunately.
Not yet.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Ooh. So there might be tattoos pending?
Yeah, when I'm turned 40.
Okay. Huh. I love that. I like how tattoos are kind of little time capsules as well of what's going on in your life at that moment. So maybe when you turn 40, that would be pretty cool.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool.
What's in the Hat? We'll be right back after this short break.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions. Run for them life when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
All right, back to the show.
So let's move on to the Fellow Five questionnaire. So I will lead this to you, Derek, if you'd like.
Yes, I'll
ask Tanya these five questions. So they're sort of quick fire questions just to get to know her a bit more.
Yes.
Okay, great.
What do you say of your biggest passion?
What do I say about my biggest fashion?
Passion.
Oh, I love novelty, so my passions are always changing. But I would say my biggest passion is probably my family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's one thing on your bucket list?
Oh, wow. Surfing in South America.
Oh, yes. Have you traveled to Argentina?
No, that's on my bucket list.
What is your prize or unique trait about yourself?
A surprising or unique trait about myself is I'm incredibly spontaneous.
Oh, yes.
Like ridiculously so. Probably annoying for some people.
What's your relationship with your disability?
With disability,
yes.
My relationship is not new, but new in my new understanding of it. So I am kind of a classic woman of my age, raised in and socialized in an era that didn't diagnose ADHD and other accompanying disabilities. And so I kind of like went through school not really knowing some of the struggles and things attached to why I was different or struggling in lots of areas of my life. And then so I'm 50 learning about that and am getting an assessment as we speak.
What animal will be your sidekick?
Right into the next question.
An animal that will be my sidekick. Oh, gosh. Maybe a lemur?
Yeah, lemurs.
Yeah, they're smart.
From Madagascar.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Maybe they're more organized than I am.
Oh, yes.
I like the big eyes.
Yes.
Big eyes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I like those too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And next up, we have a game from Kiriko and In With Forward. And it's a very fun one. We're not playing the full game, but we're going to draw some of the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Derek just played it in our last episode.
Sure, why not?
Give Tanya the option. So we have They're all kind of to evoke a memory of connection or disconnection. And we have images, sounds, and memories, so like words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it up to you. What is your choice for your card?
Or words? What do you think, Derek?
Yes, the words. That sounds good to
me.
You
like the words?
Yes.
Let's do the words.
Okay, cool.
I didn't really have a preference, so.
I love this question. I'll mm-hmm. ask to both of you. Tell us a story of getting lost and maybe found.
Oh.
Or a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it could be connection or disconnection.
Hmm.
Connections will be good.
Hmm.
Have you felt lost at any point in your life, Derek? Or maybe found?
I was once found.
Oh. Hmm.
Could you describe maybe one memory?
I remember a time when I was at the Vancouver Comic Art Festival. I met with Claude Scape and they took me in.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Wow. That's so cool. I was meant to meet a friend I was living in Switzerland at the time, and I was meant to meet a friend. And this was before cell phones. And so you had a time. And Swiss trains are very much on time, but mm-hmm. she was not coming from Switzerland. She was coming from Germany, mm-hmm. and German trains are not as on time as Swiss trains.
Mm-hmm.
And we both kind of got lost. We ended up at different train stations, and our points of connection were completely severed. We had no way of connecting with one another.
Yeah.
And then I figured out that I was at the wrong train station, and she might have been at the right one, and it was an entire 24-hour period, and then we found one another again. And, yeah, she was taken in by a lovely German taxi driver and his wife, and, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you all both had your own independent kind of adventure.
Yeah, we did. So for 24 hours, I'm fretting, and she's, like, drinking wine and having cheese and baguette. And
oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty nice. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm at the youth hostel.
That's a great one. Oh, my gosh. Love it. And now we're going to move on to Jenna on the Spot, our next segment.
Yes.
Thanks, Jenna, for your question. So her question is...
My question is, how did your spirituality impact your life now that you're in
Iowa? How has your spirituality changed as an adult?
Impacted you
as an adult?
Mm.
Which I think is a very mm-hmm. interesting question.
As an adult, you could find your passion, spirituality, mm-hmm. confidence, overcome, and go to distance.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And that has that shifted for you since becoming an adult?
Yes.
Yeah.
In what way? Like, how do you think your spirituality as a, let's say, child versus now?
When you're born this way and you keep crawling in fours, and then as a child, you walk into two,
mm-hmm.
and then finally reach up to adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Which is, it's growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, growth.
Yeah.
Physical and mental.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Lots of learning involved.
Yes, all the above.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I would say for me, like maybe when I was a child, I still experienced so many spiritual things. The only main difference is I think as a child you actually maybe have less distraction in your life, mm. so it's easier to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't have the language to describe things you experience.
Mm-hmm.
But even as adult, I still don't always have the language to describe what I experience, but more so than when I was a child. So definitely trying to like lean into how I felt as a child, even though I'm an adult now, is a really nice feeling for me.
You've come a long way, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're going to make it.
Thanks for that, for Jenna. Thank you, Derek.
I think I'm feeling along the same lines as you. When I was a child, if I even just briefly reflect on, you know, like awe and wonder, it mm-hmm. just came day over day. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you get distracted as a child in a different way. Like now mm-hmm. I'm distracted by this.
Yes.
And maybe you like big world cares mm-hmm. and that. As a child, it's like, you know, everything is fascinating.
Yes.
And, you know, part of the experiences that we're trying to foster in the, especially the group ones, definitely in the one-on-one experiences as well, but is how to reignite that awe and wonder. And mm-hmm. You really have to put yourself in the way of beauty, awe, wonder, you know, and put down your devices,
mm-hmm.
you know, look up.
Yes. It reminds
step
me
step outside.
Being a kid, like in the car mm-hmm. and like I didn't have a phone or, you know, and watching, I feel like other people have done this, but watching the drops on the window
and then
you would watch them race.
Yeah. Yes, so you'd be like, go, that little one up at the top and this one.
It would entertain me for like hours.
Yes. And now, you know, I can't be in a car with somebody under 25 where it's not like, can we change the channel? If you're listening to something on the news or, if you know, cause can we move on to another podcast? Or, no, I don't like this one. Or, you know,
exactly.
Hate your playlist. Or...
Yeah. All right. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenna, for your question.
Yeah, great question.
What's in the Hat? We'll be right back after this short break.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Back to the show.
All right, cool. So we can get into our main segment now. Ooh. What's in the Hat?
Yes.
Derek is the experienced What's in the Hat veteran.
Okay.
I will let Derek, you can go first.
What do many people get wrong about their spirituality?
Ooh. Well, I think that many people get it wrong that it needs to look like someone else's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like also people get it wrong that, it has to look similar, mm-hmm. to look like one way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more specific to religion
mm-hmm.
or, maybe the way their family practices or things mm-hmm. like that. I'd agree.
I agree, too.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Derek, do you want to pass to Tanya?
Tanya.
That's okay. I have to retrain my brain.
Derek, how would you describe spirituality?
Adventure, outstanding, and going out places, and to be part of this world.
Hmm. Great.
And go to the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really rich. That's a really rich description.
Is there anything that makes you feel more part of this world? Like anything specifically that you do in your life?
Just go out places, hang out with friends.
Mm.
And I was go to different places.
Mm-hmm. Any places in particular? Like...
A mission.
Mission. Like Mission, British Columbia.
Yes.
Ooh, what do you love about Mission?
I took the West Coast Express.
Oh, yes.
Oh, should have been
adventure.
On our transportation episode, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
That is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love trains, too. It's like so much fun. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. And Mission's not too far, but it feels like you get out of the city and something different and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay. Sorry, these ones. Except. This is one of our mainstay questions.
No.
Do you string your string cheese or just bite it?
Definitely string.
you, Derek, if you have a string cheese, would you string or would you just...
Just bite it.
Mm. I also just bite it. And mm-hmm. I feel like that says a lot about a person.
What do you think it says?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe, like, I feel like people who string it are more methodical, maybe?
Hmm.
In some way?
I'm thinking that, like, for me, it would be around, like, this cheese was created really differently. Mm-hmm. Than all the other cheeses I eat. I'm curious, like, what? Normally I'm, like, using different knives to cut different cheeses, if you think of the cheeses on a cheese board, yeah. Like a soft cheese knife. This one's like, what? I peel a cheese?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah. It is fun. Although, I love the Babybel cheeses, too. Oh, yes. They have that fun wax mm-hmm. on it.
Do you, like, make it into different shapes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, I took it too far.
I remember my boyfriend, they bought a bunch of Babybel cheeses, and in his room, he just had a growing Babybel wax mound.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like, and it would just get bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God. I really hope for no heat wave.
Yeah. So funny. All right. Cool. Derek.
Pull out your phone, and what is the most recently used emoji?
Emoji.
Oh. I feel like right now, because I've started a new job, it's mm-hmm. this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
The blowing out steam? Yes. 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 I use that one
or
a lot,
the
actually.
Melting one?
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Melting
like the
one is definitely, yes.
Post-traumatic stress disorder or meltdowns.
Yes, oh, exactly. Yes. The half one that's like half melted. Yeah.
What about you, Derek?
Oh, yes. The pass out size.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I have been liking the heart, like hand heart emoji.
Yes.
And it was pretty fun because I was talking to some of my friends from Brazil yesterday. And that's really popular in Brazil right now, this hand heart, because there's this influencer, I guess, who lost her voice. So she keeps doing this hand heart or clicking her nails like this. So then all throughout Brazil, everybody is doing this.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which I think is so funny. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Tanya, next.
Does everyone have a spiritual path? Path, even if they don't realize it?
Wow.
Well, as a spiritual path, you'll find it in your own way or another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
To give guidance and compassionate and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I feel like I personally am a believer in, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, maybe it feels like you're veering off your own personal path, but when you look at the bigger picture, which maybe we're not able to look at the bigger picture, you're not really veering off. You're kind of carving a different way. So I feel like that's true even for people who maybe think they're not very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that's what's really important about hosting conversations like this is my experience so far, and I'm in deep 6 weeks of chatting with folks, and sometimes initially people are like, oh yeah, no, not interested, and then you just ask them, like, have you ever wondered, like, is there something beyond us? Does these, like, have you ever, you know, anything? And literally, if you give someone a microphone, they often, like, spill the tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Either a story or a memory or just like a, you know, when you were a little kid, did you ever, like, look up at the night sky and be like, whoa, like, awe, wonder, just kind of, like, you know, lands heavy in your body or.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to steal your question then and ask us that. Or ask Derek. Have you ever wondered that there's something beyond us?
When I joined Social Media Fellowship last November.
Beyond social media fellowship.
Maybe I'll just sell my artworks, and then finally I will join the possibilities groups.
But even beyond that, like kind of like talking about the big, like Earth or people.
Just save the environment from pollution.
So caring for the Earth?
Yeah, care for the Earth.
Do you think caring for the Earth can be a spiritual practice?
Yes. And saving animals from getting endangered.
Yeah. I know I'm a big believer in animals holding a lot of spirituality and importance. I don't know. My family is very into animals, specifically giving us signs. And yeah, I don't know if either of you have ever experienced that, but whether it's like butterflies or for me, I saw a few coyotes really recently by my apartment, and that was really strange. I've never seen a coyote, especially in the area that I'm in.
Wow.
So yeah, have you guys had a spiritual animal experience?
A grizzly bear.
Whoa. Wow. Where did you see the bear?
Seeing one?
I've seen footage of bears.
Oh, okay. Never in person or?
On the news.
Oh.
And how does that impact you when you see a grizzly bear? Like what happens for you?
Their habitat loss.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of grief?
Yeah, grief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's an important piece.
Yeah.
Grief connects me to my inner life. That's a big thing for people.
Mm-hmm.
My connection to animals and spirituality would be more like a holistic idea of like we're humans and we have intellect and caring for species that can't care for themselves is I think can be a deeply spiritual act. Like I think the abundance and generosity that we innately have to care for others.
Yeah.
Whether it doesn't have to be human.
Yeah.
Out of the research with this research team, caring for pets is a huge thing. Like folks might not be able to care for another human, but caring for an animal or even having that connection with an animal can be a deeply spiritual experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely can relate to that. I was at the dog park the other day, and I don't have a dog, and I can't because of my apartment, but it's just so nice to even witness all these dog owners in a circle and then their dogs interacting.
Yes.
And like no one even has to speak or anything. It's just the dogs playing and everyone enjoying, you know.
Smiles abound.
Yeah, smiles, their presence and all the dogs' unique personalities and their relationships with their owners are all unique. And it's just so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty magical.
It is.
Yeah.
And if we slow down and we stop and we take a moment to witness that and then reflect on like, oh, what does that do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Like even grief, right? That's an important piece as well. One of my kids is in environmental sciences and grief is, she's looking for an animal that's endangered at the moment in British Columbia. And it's not always traipsing through the woods talking about, you know, beauty. Sometimes it's grief and longing for things to be different than they are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, have you experienced any of that recently?
I've seen the bushfire in Australia.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
That was really sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And wildfires in the Okanagan last summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have time for maybe like one question. Okay. Cool. All right, Derek.
Let's see how it goes. How can people tackle hardships in life in a spiritual perspective?
That's hard. What do you think, Derek?
In a perspective hard way, I find it's very interesting, and looking forward into various things and all the above.
Mm-hmm. Like how have you gotten through a hard time before?
Complete my goals, reach my steps, and compassionate about myself.
Yeah. Do you have people around you when you go through a hard time that you can rely on?
Yes. The Possibilities Group. They're counting on me because I'm cool, awesome.
You're making me feel good, Derek.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I said do I hear you saying like that a supportive environment helps?
Yes, the supportive environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. For sure.
Yeah. I think there's all kinds of ways that difficulties that people facing them alone leads to a lot more emotional turmoil than there needs to be. And so my experience has been in the context of my spirituality, when either I reach out or if I don't have the capacity to reach out, knowing that somebody's thinking about me, knowing that somebody is holding that whatever story that I've shared with them, even if I haven't shared the story and they haven't seen me for a while. If they're close enough friend or group of friends, just that knowing that I've got, some trusted others that will help me share the load of whatever it is that I'm going through. It lightens things a bit.
Yeah. I feel like I always know it's a true friend or family member or whoever's in my life. When, like, you don't feel like you have to, like, necessarily keep up, like, a super routine, connection with them necessarily. Like, you just know that if I'm in a hard time, I know that that person can be there for me, and I would be there for them as well. It's a very, like, kind of just, like, grounded feeling. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I remember my mom saying, you're really fortunate if you have like one or two trusted friends throughout a lifetime that can carry some of what you're carrying.
Yeah.
And I've kind of held on to that, like, and just been really mindful of who those people are at different points in time and tried to be that for someone else as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're ending on such a nice note. Yeah, and I thought we could end our session today about asking the viewers a question about spirituality, getting them to think about everything we've discussed today. So, Tanya, I'll leave that to you.
Well, I kind of want to just go back to what the questions that we're asking is, like, how do you connect with your own spirituality? How does your spirituality connect to others, to nature, to the transcendent? Are there sacred spaces involved? Is it being outside in the forest? Just think about that. And the other question that I think is really important to ask is who's supporting you? Are your caregivers supporting you? Or is there family? Who's nurturing and nourishing? Who's pouring water on the seeds of your inner life that you are longing to see more of? And who is there when something's not working? And you might be in a situation where you're not enjoying, like, parts of your spiritual journey that, like you had said, that it's either been imposed on you or whatnot. So those are two really good questions to leave you guys with.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yes, that's really cool, actually.
Yeah, I think both Derek and I have something to sit with and think about. So thank you so much, Tanya.
Thanks
for having me.
I'm really looking forward to maybe we can add some information below, like what comes out of your research.
I don't do the research. I hand it off to the researchers, right. Kind of my conversations with folks.
Yeah.
They do all the hard work. I just get to do the fun things of connecting with folks. And,
Amazing. Yeah.
And
right.
This is part of it as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Having these conversations that so many people are afraid to have, I think.
Totally.
Yeah. So we hope everyone enjoyed today, and we hope that this will spark some inspiration in you all and some exciting conversations in your own lives. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Derek and Tanya.
Thanks.
Thank you.